You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
Oh, no, thanks. It's disgusting. Okay. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Okay, nice Tommy. Work, everyone. Sharp broadcasts. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Hello. Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Pick WMDX and text us, voice note us, give us a call as well. What's the number?
The number is 608-879-8255.
All right.
Yes, and we have Mark on the line. We'll get to him in a moment. Coming up, we've got Art Paul Schlosser who will join us with some music and some stories to tell. And we're going to debut a couple of John and Gordy products. We've been workshopping a lot of things. And oh, boy, oh, well, boy. Oh, we have some fun stuff to share with you.
We're digging up back into the past. We like to be we like to be first on the upcoming past? Trends. Oh, man. And we may have jumped a little too early.
I don't know. Good Lord. I'm going to cut myself over here. Look at this.
Crazy.
I'm bleeding
wow.
like a
How
sieve.
How did you do that?
I scraped me. See this?
Oh, yeah.
These are really sharp edges on the edge of the mic thing. I just went across it with my arm, and now I need stitches.
All right. Well, okay. While you bleed out, okay. Why don't we take this call from Mark?
Let's do that.
All right.
Mark,
hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, Christy Noem, every time, you know, she talks about the cruelty that happens out there. Who the heck was it that bragged about shooting her dog?
Oh, yeah.
Her goat. I mean, that if it was something needful to be done, that's something.
Yeah.
And not that she needed to do it like that, but that's not something you brag about. And she acts like it's something just wonderful and courageous that she did. And it was just hogwash her complaining about cruelty. And of these people that got roasted from their beds down in Chicago in the middle of the night, children and people hauled out of their apartments naked. And, yes. You know, zip-tied together, whether they're guilty or not, and they sorted it all out later. Out of how many people did they roust out of their bed? How many, were there hundreds of people that they roused out of their bed, and they got, like, 36 arrests? So we arrested you, we hauled you out and put you in cuffs and hauled you away for a while, but no harm done, you know, we just, you know, had to get these people out here. Why the heck that raid couldn't have been done in the daytime, or when these people are coming, you know, that...
Right.
Roasting those people, the terror that they caused. You talk about terror. I mean, these nitwits that got that they were terrified about the ICE for the Antifa protesters. I can remember back, and this is, oh, I don't remember if the protest that Ralph Overdahl's church was making at the DNR building there when they were upset that the DNR wasn't doing enough to close down the Mazomani Beach.
Right.
Mm. And they were marching out there with their signs, screaming at the DNR employees as they come up. Nobody called the cops and said, "We're terrified here. You know, that these people are out here protesting."
Right.
Just normal everyday event. You want to work for ICE these days, and given what ICE is doing like this, I don't think any violence should be happening to the ICE people at all. But the fact that people are confronting the terror that they are causing in this country, violating their rights, acting like brown shirts and black shirts from Nazi Germany, is something we need to address, because that is what the Nazis did. They arrested people in the middle of the night, hauled them away, and God only knows how many innocent people they still got stuck in these facilities, people that are actually citizens, because I don't carry my passport around with me. I don't even have a passport. I don't carry my ID with me when I'm sleeping.
Right.
That's right.
Well, and traumatizing the kids, too, and separating from their parents. It's just unbelievable what's happening.
I mean, they damaged people's property. Who's going to pay for that?
Yeah.
Insurance companies? I don't think so.
Well, you know, what irritates me more than anything is being approached by these individuals in these outfits, masked. And the first thing I want to do is fight back.
Yeah.
I want to at least push back. I mean, no one's going to grab me for nothing, you know. So, you know, just for doing that, I'm hauled off to jail.
Yeah.
I crack open my Sportsman's Guide catalog that I get, or I get advertisement on the mail, and I see I could get a the full body armor out of Sportsman's Guide including the bulletproof plates and gas mask and the whole nine yards for under $1,000. I could outfit myself like that, and that would be spending a lot of money there. I mean, it is just,
yeah.
I just don't know. These people, if you're doing regular law enforcement, you can dress like regular law enforcement with the normal gear that they have now, because all the cops, including DNR wardens now, are all wearing bulletproof vests. Mm. But these, yeah, they don't need to be wearing masks. Yeah. I don't see my DNR wardens wearing masks. I don't see the cops doing regular patrols wearing masks. The ICE agents are just, who knows if these guys are actually right, actual law enforcement or the January 6th protesters that Trump pardoned.
Mm-hmm. We're scum of the earth, you know. Right. I mean, they could look bad.
Yeah.
All right. Mark, thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate your comments on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the big story for today is NSPM 7. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the new playbook they're going by. The acronym stands for National Security Presidential Memorandum 7. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what 6 was, but this is number 7.
Okay.
And it's...
This is all about what you think.
And they have every right now to take you away for just opposing somebody who has a different moral set of values. Mm-hmm. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Here's our 21st century Goebbels, Stephen Miller, breathless as ever, spreading fear and paranoia to the masses. This is Cut 61. Cut 61, Stephen Miller.
Stephen, how concerned are you about violence in Portland? Because it is, it's not good. As you know well, the situation there is not good on the ground.
Well, I mean, we're extremely concerned about violence, but here's what the more important point is. We're the federal government. We are not going to tolerate a lawless insurrection. We are not going to tolerate domestic terrorism. And we are going after the Antifa rioters, the insurrectionists, the violent assaulters. And we are not only going after them, we are going after their network. We are going after their funders. Every time we make an arrest, we are initiating an investigation into the entire domestic terrorist network. The president issued a National Security Presidential Memorandum, an NSPM, making clear that it is the national security priority of United States law enforcement to dismantle, disrupt, defeat, and destroy these domestic terror networks. And that is exactly what is taking place. It is what we are doing. It is what will happen.
Yes, you're an extremist and a terrorist if you disagree with the administration on race. Mm-hmm. You're a terrorist if you disagree with the administration on gender. Or maybe American views of family. Or the American views on religion. Or maybe the American views on morality. You are a terrorist if you disagree with the administration each one of those topics. And again, this is NSPM. Yeah. Now, he's not using the 7, so I think we can skip the 7 thing.
Okay.
All right. But now here, this is discovered by a journalist by the name of Ken Klippenstein, and he was recently on the Lever Time, and you can find this podcast on Spotify, Lever Time. I say lever all the time, but it's Lever Time. And he was on there being interviewed. I clipped this thing together to make it a little bit shorter. I hope you enjoy this, because now you'll understand what NSPM is all about.
Okay.
This memorandum is the most important change in the expansion of government power since the Patriot Act. Why did this memorandum, and as you highlighted, this incredibly broad definition of what could be a terrorist organization, ring alarms for you?
Posse Comitatus is the prohibition on standing armies, the military, engaging in law enforcement domestically. Because when you tap counterterrorism authorities, like how that memorandum does, what it's doing is it's telling what's called the Joint Terrorism Task Forces. These were units established after 9/11, and they number, like, I think 4,000 FBI agents and local law enforcement that have been put into these task forces. They're in every state, all 50 states in the U.S. And as with the National Guard, the president can federalize them. Even though they're law enforcement, the federal government can tell them what to do. But there's no posse comitatus. They can directly engage in law enforcement. And that's the big difference. What a lot of people have been afraid of about National Guard, these guys can actually do. they can actually go and police the streets of America on the orders of the president without even the knowledge or approval of the state governor or legislature. So what it does is it allows them to respond to all those indicators that I was just describing, anti-Christianity, anti-capitalism, it's a whole long, there's even more than that. And there's a phrase, I'm not overstating it. You can go and look at the memorandum. It says, prevent them before it happens. That's not an interpretation. That's, first of all, what counterterrorism is. But second of all, that's what the memorandum says. So all of that together, I find it extremely frightening that, you know, a state authority can't actually stand up to these guys. All of this is out of our hand. This is something the president can just control directly. So it's really frightening in a way that I think that even some of the more outrageous things like the guard deployments to Portland, for instance, don't reach.
What kind of entities could potentially now be targeted by the Trump administration for harboring these quote unquote radical views?
If you look at like vandalizing Teslas, does that really, I think any reasonable person would look at that and say, no, that can be prosecuted like any ordinary crime. But they have a whole long list of these things. I mean, anti-Americanism, I don't even know what that means. And yeah. So it's like, yeah. And I just did a story talking about law firms now that are counseling their clients, which are businesses and nonprofits, saying, hey, guys, you've got to watch the language you're using. So it's going to have a chilling effect on speech. Already is, because these law firms are advising their clients to behave differently. And the effect is going to be, all right, well, we better tighten up around what we say on X, Y, and Z. They're basically saying, one of them said literally, this applies to progressive organizations, which means the mainstream of America. Congress had said almost literally nothing. At the time that I wrote that story, I don't think a single member of Congress had said anything about it. I'm worried about ordinary people, protesters are going to be charged with things. And Courthouse News, I think, interviewed Senator Alyssa Slotkin, the senator from Langley, who can't stop talking about her CIA experience and her national security expertise. She's from Michigan. And they asked her, she said, oh, I haven't read it. She had no comment on it. And she's on the Homeland Security Committee. They rely on the New York Times and cable news and, you know, Washington Press for their information. So they're in an information bubble. Mm. For them to intentionally ignore it would be crazy, because this is literally targeting some of the NGOs and advocacy groups that benefit them. And they're happy to talk about all kinds of other crazy things Trump says. And it's just something I've seen already is it leads to paranoia. There are people saying, oh, you're a Fed, that kind of thing. All of this has a chilling effect on speech. I would encourage people to read the memorandum. It's about 2 or 3 pages long. It talks about how the Treasury Department is also going to be creating suspicious activity reports around these things. Trump was asked about Kirk, some reporter said, oh, Kirk was a proponent of free speech. Don't you support that? And Trump says, well, I don't think he would be today. So they're just like openly saying this. Like, you don't even have to read the memorandum. They're pretty much saying they've had a shift on their views about free expression and free speech. Yeah. But again, this is about Americans now.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Sounds like pretty cut and dried. They have us surrounded.
The NSPN, National Security Presidential Memo.
Yeah. Memorandum. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So again, it's not getting the kind of press we all think it should be, at least on this program and our listeners. I truly am just surprised and shocked that no one's covering this. We can't do anything right at this point. We can't oppose the megas. We can't debate them on the air.
Apparently.
Because we're apparently, you know, not on board with what the administration thinks.
Anti-Americanism.
Yes.
Interesting. Wow.
Well, it's frightening stuff.
Freedom of speech.
Yep. And that was Ken Klippenstein, an investigative journalist, and he's trying to get the word out, and not a lot of people are paying attention, even a Democrat from Michigan. Mm-hmm. So
it is 19 minutes past the hour. In just a few minutes, we'll be welcoming in Art Paul Schlosser, singer-songwriter and entrepreneur. It's all coming up, and we'll debut a new John and Gordy product.
Well, it's not new. It's old, and
it's old, but it's new.
It didn't take off as we anticipated that it might.
Well, we're just getting started with it.
Cursive handwriting did not work out.
Well, we'll tell you more coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
In WMBX 92.7. John and Gordy, Dom at the controls, and we've got a big surprise coming up for you, something that John and Gordy once latched onto. It did not turn out as we had hoped. Did we post this on Facebook, the John and Gordy Facebook page?
Yes. I attempted to do that last evening.
Did it work?
I think it worked.
Okay.
Yes.
We're having problems doing that. But you can follow the picture book that we have. It's a child's picture book.
What is it talking about?
Well, the title of the book, it's interesting. What's the title of the book there?
John and Gordy's Let's Go Back to Cursive.
That's right. And there, now there's also an audio version of it. So
yes, you can listen to it as opposed to
like
just reading it,
like audio
turning the pages.
Book. Yeah,
it's fantastic stuff. So let's listen to our children's book about going back to cursive.
Cursive. Okay. All right.
That's it.
Oh, man. And you got to see the pictures. The pictures they put.
We look heroic.
I know. So you can find that on our Facebook page, John and Gordy in the Morning Facebook.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The master masters.
Did you look at that certificate, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The masters of creative cursive. There is no such places. Anyway, yeah, we thought we'd jump on board thinking that, well, people would not want to raise their pen. Just keep going. Just
well, come
keep
on.
Flowing.
We don't the want
ideas
cursive
keep
to,
flowing.
Cursive was cool. Yeah. Yeah. Cursive is a good thing. Shouldn't just let it die.
I know for me, the only thing I know how to write in cursive is my signature, and that's it.
Really? They didn't teach you cursive.
Well, that's what it's all about.
They did not, no.
Yes. Sad.
That is sad.
Okay.
All right. You know, we
got 3 minutes.
We got a little time. Huh?
Yeah.
So let's listen to Louis C.K.
Oh.
All right. This is cut 218 from last month, and we haven't heard from him in a long time. He was on Stephen Colbert the other day.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Trump's obsession with lying. So let's just check this out.
He's just a lying sack. I mean, it's just like, it's just simpler. It's simpler than I thought. He's, you know, like there's liars. Like sometimes people lie, right?
Yeah.
That guy lied. They found out he lied.
Sure.
And then there's somebody who lies once in a while. I can't quite stay inside the boundaries of truth, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody who lies sometimes. Then you have a liar who's somebody who's almost like a problem. They can't, you know, they can't help it. They lie a lot. Mm-hmm. Then you have just lying sack. And that's somebody who just did. They just lie. They like it. He likes it. He goes, hey, it wasn't even true. Wasn't even true. And then I said they were liars. Like, it's just an insane. It's just gross. He's just a gross, crook, dirty, rotten, lying sack of.
Wow. There's a guy who voted for him up there, right?
Yeah, no, look. He's the victim of the lying.
Right,
I mean, look, if you voted, that's the guy he lied to. Yeah. He didn't lie to me.
And we love him, right?
Yeah. He lied to him. He didn't lie to me. Yeah. Everybody else was like, yeah, no, that's not true. But that guy bought it.
Vilify the audience member in Colbert's show. That's great stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I saw him on Bill Maher. He was on a few days ago as well. Yeah, Louis C.K. making the rounds again.
That's right. He had a cable access show. No, cable show. A streaming service. What was it? It was at HBO, I think.
I think so.
And, you know, he played the husband of a dysfunctional family.
It was really good.
But it was really a good show. Yeah. It really was before everything fell through for him.
Came crashing down.
Yeah, that was not a good crash at all.
But he's touring all over the world, and there's a big thing right now. But he was talking about going to Saudi Arabia.
That's right, yes.
And there are a bunch of comedians that have gone over there, and it's a real divide in the comedy community whether to do that or not.
And if you're a big comedian, you get about $1.5 million just to appear.
Yeah.
That's a big enticement.
Mm-hmm. But there are certain things you can't make fun of over there.
Oh, yeah.
They lay down the law.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Okay. 29 past the hour. We've got a check of Midwest Food and Farm Report. And when we return, we hope to see Art Paul Schlosser walking into the studio any minute, right here on John and Gordy.
Gordy in the morning. Is this a threat or is this a warning? John and Gordy in the morning. Who will be their guest? What will they be performing? John and Gordy in the morning. Are they funny or are they boring? John and Gordy in the morning. Will you be awake or will you be snoring? John and Gordy in the morning. The radio's on. Are you ignoring?
Maybe.
Maybe. There's the good.
There we go. WMDX. We have got Dom at the controls. I don't have to remind you what show this is.
Let's turn up your mic. Oh,
yeah. Wait. There we go. We've got Art Paul here in the studio.
Do we have his mic on?
How is everybody out there?
There we go.
Good. Good.
Doing all right, Art. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
You're looking good.
Yeah.
I in the middle of the night I was painting, so I lost some sleep.
Well, you brought us a beautiful painting.
Here. I'm just going to hold it up.
Hold it up to the camera.
Here. Check this it out is, on the YouTube.
Yeah. I saw this a couple of weeks ago. Were out during the Madison Night Market, and you had this out there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, man. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. I got That's you great. With sunglasses on, like your T-shirt.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got a bunch of shows coming up.
So I'm the tree, is that it?
John is the tree and I am the moon.
Yeah, because John, you're skinnier and taller.
I know.
And he's got a wider face.
Yeah, I'm well rounded.
There you go.
Okay. So
well, thank you.
I'm gonna be in Milwaukee on the 24th at the Quarters Rock and Roll Palace, part of the Bob Fest.
Tell us about Bob Fest.
Well, there's this guy named Bob, and he decided to have his own festival for himself. And
Not?
He buys a bunch of used items that have by authors that with the name Bob or records with the name Bob, and gives them out during the show, and it's kind of like they have a bunch of punk bands. Mm-hmm. And they like me, and I sing the Bob song.
See, they have a Bob Fest out in Spring Green once a year, and that's all about Bob Dylan songs. Yeah. Everybody, a whole bunch of musicians just show up and start doing Dylan songs. But
yeah, I thought that's what I was trying to get into.
Right.
I didn't know how to get a hold of the one in Spring Green because I think it was over, and I saw this one in Milwaukee, so I contacted them.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, we want to hire you.
Perfect.
And then the first 2 years I played with my friend Tim Finnegan, and we did shows there. And then last year, well, Tim's out in L.A. trying to make the big time.
Yeah.
And so I went there by myself.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going there again this year.
Do you have a date on that, or when's that coming up?
October 24th.
Okay.
Come to Milwaukee, or if you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah, we have a lot of Milwaukee listeners.
So. Yeah, it's on Center Street, just west of Humboldt Boulevard. And that is just west of the Milwaukee River.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be in Madison. I'm going to be at the, I got two shows in Madison. I'm going to be, believe it or not, I'm going to be part of the Found Footage Festival. On the 19th at the Barrymore.
Oh, really?
What is that about?
My friends Nick and Joe, they found all these weird videos, and the ones that are really funny, they play and comment on.
Okay. Oh. Well, great, and you're going to be there as well. So.
Well, during their break, they let me play a few songs.
Excellent.
And well, when they first got me on the show, it was because they played this video of me spitting on spit painting. I was painting, and then I spit a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. Okay. That's different. Okay. So
you want to add a little spit to the picture here in the studio? No, I'm just kidding.
So, so you got a couple of Madison gigs coming up. That one, and
then on the 13th, I'm going to be December 13th. I'm going to be at the Cargo Coffee East. I have a big variety show with a bunch of my friends.
Excellent.
And to celebrate the holidays. Mm-hmm. They each play a couple songs, and I introduce them, and I play a bunch of songs here and there, too.
And when is that?
December 13th.
Okay. All right.
750 East Washington. Did you want to hear the...
yes.
I have this song called I Met Her at Wendy's.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I met her at Wendy's. She was eating fries. She had real big, what do you call those things? And you should have seen her thighs. I want to kiss her and hold her tight. She had onions on her breath, so I changed my mind. I met her at Wendy's. She was eating fries. She had the world's largest dress. It was XXXXXXXXXXXXX size.
All right.
She had a lot to love.
Okay.
I must admit, when she was in the room, no one else could fit. Let's see, I gotta make sure the kazoo is ready here. Everything else on the menu, and that ain't no lie. Then she had a heart attack and fell through the floor. You gotta be careful how much you eat,
yeah,
or you'll be no more. I met her at Wendy's.
Okay.
I met her at Wendy's.
Oh, that's... man. It's beautiful.
That
is that based on a
catchy tune?
True story? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, all the comedians come up with their, you know, fat joke.
Sure.
Yes.
So I came up with my fat joke about a fat
song.
Person.
Yeah.
That's, now, the guys are known for, you know, having Wendy's or McDonald's diets. So you kind of flip the tables on us there.
Well, I've heard of Subway diet. I didn't hear about.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a long time.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he for a while there, he was famous.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what he did. I don't want to talk about it either.
No. So you've got some CDs out, and people can... How do people find your CDs, Art?
Well, you can stream on iTunes, or you can listen to me on Spotify.
Yeah.
Or you could go to YouTube, and it's youtube.com/@PinkPants.
Pink Pants.
Yeah, and then you can see videos and or stream songs. Or if you see me on the street and you have $10, you can get one of the CDs. I don't know how many of them I have left.
You've got a lot. You've made a lot of CDs
over the years. Yeah, I did make 55 of them, but I don't have copies of them all.
Oh, wow.
Well,
but there are about 30 of them or so are on iTunes and stuff.
Really? Okay.
And you've had local bands do covers of your songs?
Yes.
Well, that's why I gave you the other CD. The other CD that one has The Best of Live, but the other one is Love Songs, The Art of Love. And it's a bunch of people doing my songs and me doing my songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're all newer songs.
I see Tim Finnegan there, Kammer Project, of course, Chris Kammer.
Yeah.
Daniel Krill.
Yeah, this got a me and Chris Kammer new song.
Yeah.
Called This Is the Way We Roll.
Okay.
Can you play it?
I can't play it live.
All right.
Okay. But you guys could play it off the...
Off the CD.
Well, if only we had a CD player anymore. we don't.
How do you usually play music?
Then? Well, it's a mystery to me. I have no idea.
Well,
it's a streaming process of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it on the weekend, you know, with Rocker, but we should ask.
Well, Art, you got one more little ditty for us?
It's called Fish Eye.
Fish Eye. Okay.
And,
I think we got time for this. Okay.
It's a song about a fish looking at you.
Oh, okay.
What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye. What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye. Do they think you're normal? Or do they think you're weird? Do they wonder why some of us have beards? What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye. What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye. Do they think you're nice? Or do they think you're mean? Do they think you're exotic? Or do they think you're keen? What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye. What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye. Do they think you're young? Or do they think you're old? Do they wonder why humans have to wear clothes? What do you look like in a fish eye? In a fish eye.
Excellent.
New t-shirt, too.
What does it say on it?
It says, Got Kazoo.
Got Kazoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you representing a kazoo company now?
Sell these t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
I got them in small, medium, large, and extra large.
Excellent. Wow.
And I don't know.
Another catchy tune. Definitely.
It makes you think.
What did you think about that?
Well, I think I've never thought about how fish actually view their world.
They have a lens called the fisheye lens.
Yes.
And a friend of mine had one on his camera and was taking my picture.
Yeah.
And then we were talking, maybe I should write a song called Fisheye.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yep.
It just came to you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wow.
I always wondered what, you know, flies... You know, how they see us.
Right. Fly eye. Art, we're almost out of time. Again, if people want to find you, they can find you on Spotify and iTunes. Art Paul Schlosser.
Yeah, I have a Instagram with all my artwork on it.
Excellent.
Oh, Very good.
Art Paul, always love having you in.
Yeah.
It's always good to see you, man. Hang in there, all right?
Okay.
All right. It's Art Paul Schlosser.
Yeah, great stuff.
As usual, a
Madison legend.
Yes. We are coming back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We can change.
We're working on it. We're trying to get it better. This is John and Gordy in the morning, and Dom at our controls.
Yes.
We've got a text we're going to get to.
752. Again, our guest, Art Paul Schlosser.
Yes.
You can check out his music at Spotify or iTunes.
And good stuff.
Always great to see him. Yeah. He's a legend. You know, I mean, he's been in Madison for... decades,
yeah.
And you usually can find them somewhere on State Street.
Edgy, busking. Edgy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, great to have him here.
All right. Let's get to, I've got Glenda, a text here from Glenda in Madison. She says, thank you for your report on NSPM 7 this morning. I called Tammy Baldwin's office to ask that she do something about this. Mark Pocan and other Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
In Congress,
yes.
Wrote a letter.
Three days ago
to the President of the United States demanding those orders be immediately rescinded. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Bringing that to our attention.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Let's go to CJ to see what CJ has to say about this incredible new order memorandum from Trump, the NSPM. What do you think about it, CJ?
Well, I wasn't actually calling on that, but...
what do you think about it? You know,
any thoughts?
Where they can, they can arrest us if we don't go along with their Christian views, if we don't like capitalism, they can go after us, if we don't like Americanism. They can go after us. What do you think of something like that?
Well, it sounds scary if that's true, but I guess I'm not.
No, that's good. Informed. I think your impression, first impression, is good. You'll find out that it is true, and we also posted and we played earlier a cut from Stephen Miller, who endorsed that particular. Bill that or memorandum that they passed that Trump signed. So, I mean, it's real, according to Stephen Miller. Anyway, he brought it up.
Okay. Well, I trust Stephen.
Okay. I wouldn't. But go ahead. All right.
I do.
Okay.
You know, we're entering. I did want to call.
Yes.
And Art Paul. Wow. Whoa. That early in the morning. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Definition of wake and bake, I think.
Yeah.
We're entering our sixth day of the Schumer shutdown, and Maxine Waters is one that admitted, yes, we are fighting for $200 billion for illegals to get health care. And we are fighting for $50 billion to be taken away from rural hospitals. That's in the Democrats' bill, guys, on page 57.
They're taking away money from rural communities, rural hospitals. Is that correct?
$50 billion they're taking away.
But we are. But I thought that the Democrats are trying to send money to the hospitals to take care of the emergency room care for immigrants who end up in the emergency room. I thought that's what they were trying to add in, as well as the ACA tax credits.
Taking it away from our rural hospitals. But you are admitting that 20 million illegals were let in during Biden, and now we want to provide health care for them.
No, that's not it at all.
Read page 57, guys. It's in their bill. They're repealing what the big, beautiful bill passed.
Yes, they have to do that. They have to do it. It was a horrible bill.
It's a fact. $200 billion.
Fine.
What it's going to cost.
Yep.
And then they're taking away $50 billion.
But do you realize you? No, CJ, just do you realize the repercussion? Do you realize the repercussions if the hospitals treat immigrants in the emergency rooms but don't get paid for it? What happens? What will the hospitals eventually do?
You are admitting that we're trying to provide, $200 billion.
Yes.
And taking away $50 billion.
Took it away from the American public. You can't do that because there's a law on the books that requires
undocumented immigrants.
There's a law on the books that requires people
and broke the law to get into the country, guys.
You're admitting it now.
So you're agreeing with Maxine Waters. That's what the Democrats are fighting for.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Don't interrupt me. There is a law in the books that requires emergency rooms to take care of everybody, to treat everybody who enters into that. You can't take the money away from it. It doesn't kill that particular law. It's still a law. You don't let people die, bleed out in an emergency room because the big bad bill took that money away. That's not the way we handle it. That's not humane. That's not something we want to do.
CJ, we are out of time, and we're up against the clock here, and we'll continue our conversations with you along the way later this week, I'm sure.
But it's the ACA.
Yes.
It's the tax credits the Democrats are pushing for. It's not this small $200 billion or whatever it is for helping the emergency rooms pay for taking care of people who need help.
Yeah. That law was signed by Reagan, by the way,
way back when. Yep. Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Out in Waterloo.
Yes. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we have Judy Davidoff talking about the brand new issue of Isthmus, and also Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa will stop in. And Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We've got a whole lot of show going tomorrow.
We got more stuff tomorrow.
We'll save it till then. We hope you have a great day. So long.
Yep. Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.